on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Chad and Laura Puller were due to return any time now. They were one of Ruby's newer clients. She'd been sitting for them for just a few months. Upstairs, Clara, 6, and Zara, recently turned 3, were fast asleep in their large and expensively decorated bedrooms. Babysitting made up about 40% of Ruby's little enterprise. Mostly, she worked as a maid and or cleaner for most of the high-class residents of West 74th Street. To buy a house here, you had to be seriously rich. Throw a nickel in any direction, and you'll hit a successful Broadway producer, a plastic surgeon, a CEO of a high-end tech company, or anyone on the board of a Fortune 500 behemoth. At any time, there could be between $12 and $30 million worth of cars parked by the curbs. The long-term residents grew up here. Old money from New York real estate, not the two-bit slumlords who pretended to be millionaires. These people were rich. Crazy rich. And what allowed Ruby into their homes to look after their children, clean their floors, and do their laundry was that some of them remembered that Ruby was one of them. Or at least she used to be. She wasn't an outsider. She was their kind of people. Or so they thought. Ruby's family had money once, or that was what her father would have had people believe. Ruby certainly thought that she belonged with these people. Only Ruby's grandma knew different. Ruby stirred the coffee and gazed into the dark liquid, her reflection lost in a swirling spiral of foam crema in the center of the cup. She thought about her grandmother. As a young child, Ruby would sit on the cold tiles in the grand hallway of her grandparents' house and eavesdrop as the adults talked in the lounge.
"There is something wrong with Ruby," said her grandmother.
"Smart lady."
"What do you mean? She's quiet, shy maybe, but there's nothing wrong with her," said her mother.
Even as she spoke, Ruby could detect the tone of denial in her mother's voice, a slight quiver in the throat. Ruby knew deep down, at the age of 10, that Grandma's statement hit a lot deeper than her mother would ever reveal. Ruby's memories of her grandmother were probably all mixed up by her youthful gaze and innocent perspective, but they were still clear enough. Grandma always wore fine gold chains that got caught in the sagging folds of skin that hung around her neck. She always dressed in black, as if in mourning for someone, somewhere, all the time. Her false teeth were loose, giving a clacking, hissing, and sometimes gummy sound to her words. But her eyes. Grandma had huge blue eyes that seemed to take up most of her face. They were misty with age, as if they gazed out behind a thick fog, but those eyes saw everything. And they always seemed to fix on Ruby whenever she entered her grandma's living room. Those old, dusty sapphire eyes came to life for Ruby. There was no affection in that stare, no curiosity, no love. It was more like watchfulness, as someone might look upon a stray coyote that had wandered into your backyard. There's something wrong with Ruby. Ruby knew even then her grandma was right. The sound of the front door opening brought Ruby's mind back to the present. She took the spoon from the coffee cup, quickly opened the dishwasher, and dropped it into the cutlery rack, then closed it and spun round, just as Chad and Laura walked in. She flashed a smile.
"Hi, how was your evening?"
asked Ruby brightly.
"Insufferable. Bad food, too much small talk. These galas are all the same, but it's for a good cause," said Laura, as she held onto the doorframe and slipped off her Jimmy Choo heels.
Ruby took a moment to admire Lara's dress. Sleek, black, cut to fit her slim frame, while accentuating everything that could bear it.
"How are the kids?"
asked Chad, as he took off his bow tie and popped open the top button of his dress shirt.
"Sound asleep? They're little angels. I just made you some coffee. You two are always bang on time,"
she said, handing Chad the cup.
"Laura, can I get you a nightcap?"
"Just water would be fine. I don't know how the hell Chad can drink coffee at this hour and still sleep like a log.
Good job.